Okay, welcome to, I guess, the last year of this man, we can call it. We've gone through, Bezus Hashem, 16, the better part of at least 16 simanim, that deal with all the hilchasishas, all the different possible matches or shiduchim that a person, I guess, for the most part, would not want, rather than the ones you would want. And at the very end here, we came to Kutis, which has been pointed out in the earlier prints. It said Gaya. It said Gaya v'Shifcha. And today, the last year on the topic has to do with marrying a Shifcha, which I doubt anybody ever had a opportunity to do in the last since we stopped having Shifcha Knanis. Nevertheless, there are a few Nekudas of Chiddush. Kederach Torah, whatever you learned is the Achidushim, and we'll see. Yeah, so I'm going to get to that. Yeah. Now the what's fascinating is that this last simin has two cases of a pasuk of Chumash that Rishonim argue about, not about it, but it's a nuance of Taich, but what it means. In Sif Aleph by a guy, the Torah said Lois Ischatein Bob, and there was a Machlekes Mikotzer Lekotzer. The Rambam held Lois Ischatein Bob is an Isser on intermarriage, and the other Rishonim held no, it only refers to the Shiva Amimin. When the Megayer Tischatein implies that they're Jews already, so the Taich Pasha Taich in the Vaz Lois Ischatein Bob, don't marry them. Who's Bob? The Rambam said it means Goyim in general, and the other Rishonim held it. There's no Isidarais at marrying a guy. The Mechaber Kedarkei passed like the Rambam, and he said in Sif Aleph like him in Atayrim. Shenem Alaisus Chatein Bo. So it's interesting. The Machlekes on Taich. Now, what's highly unusual is that the second halacha of this simin, which is Sif Gimel, Shivcha. It's exactly the same thing. There's a pasuk in the Torah, and the poshup shot in the pasuk is a machlekes the Rambam and everybody else. Here, we're talking about the pasuk la'iyah kadosh b'bnei Yisrael v'la'isia kadesha, the isra of kadesh and kadesha, which again, there's a machlekes rishonim here what the simple meaning is. The Rambam shita is that it refers to a prostitute, to a znus that's outside of marriage, that kadesh kadesh, that's what we're used to. And we've seen a minute in the Beis Shmuel, other Rishonim say it refers to a shifcha. A kadesh is a woman who's mufkeres, which means a shifcha. So we have two sets of dinim. We have simple pshat, Chumash Rashi, Taich, like we should have a recording of Moshe Rabbeinu saying pshat in the pasuk, just Taich. Then we would know one way or the other. What comes out is the Mechaber follows the Rambam. So the Mechaber and the Rambam hold, intermarriage with a guy is an Issa Dairaisa. And here in Sif Gimel, we'll learn in a minute, Bia with a Shifcha is a Drabana. Because by Lysaschatein Bam, the Rambam Shitas, that applies to everybody. They're all going, all into marriage. And by Leia Kaddish from the Yisrael, Lysia Kadesha, the Rambam holds that that refers to Znus, and that there's no particular Isser Dereis on Shifcha beyond if it's Znus, but there's no particular Isser on relating directly to Bias Shifcha. But where? By Kadesha? By a guy? Oh, so that's, you're right, that's the taina of Taisus and the Torah against the Rambam. The answer is Chatin Bar means with a guy. So they say, what Shaykh Chitun? Chitun means marriage. What Shaykh marriage to a guy? There's no Chalais marriage. That's why they disagree. That's why they hold him in Shavamim after marriage. So that's what they say. It doesn't.
Here it says
it's mashvat chitun.
Something different than marriage.
So you have to touch the Torah after it. Like Chaim Bam says that he's going to take Pen Yasser is Bincha. He's going to take your son away. So if it's a Gaisha woman, Nitaka by definition taking away. If she was Magayer, if it's Shemamer of Magayer, it's a Chiddush to say, even though Leis Chatin is Masha that way, the end of the Pasuk is Masha, she's still a Gaya, because he's saying the child is going to be pulled away. So anyway, how can we, Rishonim argue, we're going to say a Pasuk is Masha this way or that way? It's kind of tricky. So first let's learn the Pasha Pshat. Sif Gimel, Shivcha Shehutfala L'Shem Avdus. Okay, the Shifcha Kananis, you're supposed to be Tevel L'Shem Geras. In Eved Kanani, Shifcha Kananis, you're supposed to be Tevel L'Shem Yadus. If they make it clear that they're not interested and they're not going to observe the mitzvahs, we don't do it. But the preference is to be Tevel them. And then the Mechiv Mitzvahs Kanoshim. Well, Shifcha is Isha anyway, but Eved Kanani is Mechiv Mitzvahs Kanoshim. So shivcha shehutful l'shem avdus asur leben chayra. That means, even though she's a Jew, she's Jewish legabe certain halachis, she's still asura leben chayra. We know an eved ivri is mutter, and the child belongs to the other. But asura leben chayra, echad shivcha beirei. Doesn't matter your shivcha, someone else's shivcha. And someone who's Baala doesn't get Malkus Deiraisa, gets Malkus Maridus. Now, Agav, what's the difference between Malkus Deiraisa and Malkus Maridus? Still hurts.
Couldn't Malkus Maridus be more lashes than Malkus Deiraisa?
Why would that be?
Because if a person could take 100 or 150.
So you're kind of mean, but. There's a Magen Avraham in Hilchis Yom Tov in Tov Tzadik Zayin, Skatan Beis, who says that he says the Ran holds Malkus Maridus is 13 and Malkus is 39. But anyway, it's like you're saying, he says Aval Rambam Kosav Makinoisei Achetete Nafshe. That's pretty bad. Makinoisei Achetete Nafshe. However, what? Avloy Avichlal probably. Yeah. Now, however. The Maktus HaShekel says something very significant. He says, by Malkus, the person Chaya Malkus, he can do tshuva and fast 40 days, he's still Chaya Malkus. By Malkus Maridus, we only give him Malkus until he's Makabal on himself from now on not to do the Avera. Which I imagine, if Makanoisi Achet Teitzei Nafsha, he will probably at some point get to where he'll be Makabal on himself. Not to do it as to that, and then we stop. So anyway, but the main point is that this is Rambam Shita, that it's only a Derabbanan and it's not a Deraisa. So look in the Chalka, in the Beis Shmuel Vav, the fourth line from the top, middle little line Vav, Makadosia Makas Mad. So maybe Chaya Makas is Deraisa because of our Maki. The Maki Mishnah says, and he's explained the Machlekes Rishayim. Svirle loha Rambam, the Pasekain, das horo lesia kadesha koyala ba'al, penuya bas Yisrael. Biznus. The Rambam Shita is that the Isra kadesha is on a bas Yisrael biznus, mishumachi svirle, yabal kadesha bas Yisrael, like in Malkus. So on the one hand, he holds by a kedesha that you get deraisa malchus. Avaloikay al bias eve v'shivcha, but eve v'shivcha is only rabban. That's the rabban shita. That's nus. Tam's nus is deraisa. Eve v'shivcha is rabbanon. V'loik hitagam unkelus. The shita that argues starts from the unkelus. The svirulei the koy al bias eve v'shivcha. That holds that it goes on Eved v'shivcha. When Yamava said your parshas kiseitze, remember to try to focus on it. That targum onkelis goes on Eved v'shivcha. The kedusha shalahem ain't taisin. Vavo kol biyasam biyasnos. That's why it's called kedesha. Ufkeres. She can't get married. So this is the shita of the Rambam. Now the Beis Shmuel says that there's a confusing Torah. The Torah, B'simcha Vav Kasav, Habal Penuya Loikin, Misham Lesia Kadesha, which is Ushita, Bab Penuya Loikin, Misham Lesia Kadesha, Rambam. He makes kilu with a stira that by znus it's malchus and shivcha it's makas maridus. So it make any sense? What's the kasha? Reprisha sham hiksha. The divrei atur soisim says he says the stira. Chayv because of zayri b'shivcha. So therefore he's dachit to say we're talking b'shivcha the ein mukhenes l'znus. Mechanis l'znus, Abbas Yisrael, Abuchanis l'znus, Leikim Shiv Leisiyah Kadesh, of Alessa. The Rambam Chayla got a targum. Let me explain what's going on here. What? She's not, that means she's not a woman who's mafker herself as nus. She has a relationship with him, so she's mizana with him. But she's not just mufkeres, she wants to have a relationship.
He's
like a common law wife. Or I have to tell you, the Ravid says if she's not Mizana, she's never Mizana, just this one man, that's enough to take her out of Kadesha. When the Rama holds it. Now I'll explain to you what's bothering them. When you first read it, what's the problem? The Rambam holds, they see Kadesha's nus, it's not Shifcha. So nus is Malkus, Shifcha is Malkus Maridus. Why are you asking a stira? Is that a stira?
Why does Shifcha nus as well?
Oh, so that's the issue. The issue is that it makes no sense logically. If you're Mizana with a woman, you're allowed to marry Gamalkis. If you're Mizana with a woman, you're not allowed to marry Shifcha. It's more Kuladik. It's Makis Marid. It's also Znus. This is what's bothering the Prisha. He calls it a Stira, even though technically it's not a Stira. The Rambam's Mamisha Shitasai says Kadesha, the Kadesha does not mean Shifcha, it means Bas Yisrael.
Is that
now,
Is that a Jewish girl? No, it's only a Zayna if she's Mizana with somebody.
Even like the Rambam. So he's saying, I guess Kadesha and Zayna, two words. I guess so. I know it is that way. So I guess Kadesha is one word of Zayna. I don't know. What he's pointing out correctly is when we say a Kayin is not allowed to take Grusha, Zayna v'chalala, Zayna there, we said, we had earlier, means only if she's Mizana with someone that she's not allowed to marry. She's Mizana with a guy. She's also to a Kayin. She's Mizana with 10 Yisraelim. She's still not to a Kayin. So it doesn't matter because that's Kadesha and this is Zayna. It appears that it doesn't say, it says Isha Grusha Zayna v'chalala. It doesn't say Isha Kadesha.
So the
Din Kayin doesn't seem to be a stereo, though it's
so
a finish.
So
we didn't answer that. Why should it be less cow? So he brings that the Prisha Esed is a Kasha. Where am I up to in the... What? Velesa. Velesa, it's halfway down the narrow lines. Velesa, not a Kasha. The Rambam, Chayim HaKol HaTag, Moshe Ben Yav Rambam. It came with Siyah Kadesha Leikoyal Shifko Leikoyal Bas Yisrael. Now, in Lahakshais, Lama... Bas Yisrael Mufkeres, Leikin. It's not Beis Yosef, it's not Mufkeres. Okay? Lama Bas Yisrael Mufkeres, you get Malkis, Leikin, Kadesha. Shifcha! Afilu Mufkeres, Umechenes, Leznos, ain't Leikin? Come on, Turet Tamag Mishnah. He doesn't bring the Teretz. Tell what Tamag Mishnah says. He says, Al Tatama, Shekol Dine Arayos Kainu, they're all Gzeres HaKosses. They're all Gzeres HaKosses. The Teda. Listen to his Teda. He says, marrying Aim Chamoisai is Bisrefa. A mother-in-law's mother is Bisrefa. And Aim Imai is a Drabana. A man's own mother's mother is Shnia. He says, Medivrei Sefer. The mother-in-law's mother is Bisrefa. So there's no logic to that. One is a blood relative, and one is, we say, a Tzuga Kumina. So he says, Kol Dine Arayis Kainu, Xeris Akasus. So Mamela, he said, that's the Magen Mishnah's teretz on the Rambam. You don't need it according to the to Targum. According to Uncle, it's fine. There's no kasha. But according to the Rambam, it's a kasha. How could shivcha be derabanan, and snus with a regular woman is bas Yisrael is malchus?
Yeah. When the Mishnah warns, my shvachas, my bezima, what is the Mishnah telling us? What is the Mishnah warning us about? My shvachas, my bezima.
It means if you have a lot of shvachas around the house, you're going to have a lot of bezima around the house. They're not the same snuis as the Bais Yaakov girls. That's I think that's what it means. Now there is.
It's a shvachas with only zero
dollar. Right. Okay, good. So we're gonna talk about it in Sefer Yom Vav. Today we'll still get to it from Chatzis Shivcha. But somebody mentioned earlier, Reb Tarfin gave an etzah for a mamzer to take to be boil a shivcha. So Bishlam of Yehol be a shivcha is the rabbanon. Okay, Amru Amru. You know, they said it's aser, but to be misakin a mamzer, maybe they will make. But if you hold, like the Targum, that Bia Shifra is an Issa Deraisa, so how could it be that a Mamza to be Matar himself is a lot of Yehiver and Issa Deraisa? Rabbi Tarfin said, if I would, I would tell you take a Bibayla Shifra. What do you mean Bibayla Shifra?
That's the whole concept of Shifra. He turns himself into an
Eved Ivri,
and then he marries.
And then he'll marry. Okay, Rabbi Tarfin says that. I don't think he says there's something heaven every. I think he just says he's Bible. Tosis says the kasha. I think Tosis and Kedushin. Tosis answers that a mamzer is already a kadesh. Kadesh means he's not clean, so to speak. That's Tosis Lashon. Who kadesh va'aymet in the fourth parak. So Yarb Shulchan brings it here. There's kadesh va'aymet. So maybe it's not a kasha from Tarfin. The Beishmol be asking somebody from Tarfin, but. I think that's the answer that he has, and he bring the Tosfos at the end. Yeah. At any rate, this is the bottom line. I do want to add something that was a chiddush to most of us, all the way back in Siman Daled. When we all know that a Jewish girl with a guy with a shivcha, the Gemara says Akum shivcha ba'abas Yisrael, the Vlad is kosher, right? The ever v'shivcha ba'abas Yisrael. Rachman Aslan happens today. Women intermarried to men and they have a child and the child is becomes a bal tshuva. That we didn't have in Siman Daled if you test that the child is pasul kuhuna, called a pogum. The child is pasul l'kuhuna. It's not a clear Gemara. Akum ve'evet raba alha. I'm sorry. In Baal Abbas Yisrael, Sifya Tes and Dalit, Ben Yishasish, Ben Pnuya, Havlat Kosher. Havlat is kosher if the father's an Akum. Upogum l'kuhuna. We said there, it's pogum l'kuhuna. We said that if a kohen marries, we're not mitzi. Once they got married, we don't make them give up the marriage because the machlekes rishayim. But it's not well known, this idea of pogum l'kuhuna. And it comes from rishayim, we'll learn it into a Gemara.
Pogum doesn't mean usher.
Pogum means some hold he's usher. So the Shulchan Aruch uses lashon pogum. The Kabbal Chaimer from Almana L'Kayin Gadol. Madach Almana L'Kayin Gadol. Sheini Surishava Bakayel. The child is pasul kuhuna, so akum haba bais Yisrael that the isrishav v'akol. Certainly, the child should be also b'kuhuna. There's such a gemara, such a kavah chaimer, and if you hold that it's la halacha, then it's a pogum, and that's the way lechatzila. That's the way we pasken. That we had in the Beis Shmuel that if they get married, we're not mitzi a woman from her husband over it, but lechatzila. What?
Two
gerim have a child, but it has a din ger. If two gerim have a child, if both parents are gerim, the child has a din ger, pasul lakuna. If they're a megayer, they're full fledged Jews, they have a child. The yichus of ger is only if they're both gerim. If one is a gerim, one's a bas Yisrael, the child's mutter lakuna. If they're both gerim, a gerim and a geiris, the child has a din ger, the gabi yosim. since both parents were gerim.
Next generation.
And as long as it's all gerim, the child has a din ger. Once there's one natural Jew mixed in, then
if that child knows
when it
continues on.
If it continues on, they always have
then
a din.
That
child's called the ger. Well, on the one hand, you can mekayim v'haftem as a ger for another generation, but on the other hand, they're possible.
The child can't be a melech.
Yichus, l'gabi yosin. L'gabi yosin. Yeah, when you call him, you don't call him Ben Avraham Avinu. He has a father. Yeah, but l'gabi yosin, that's what Gemara says in Kiddushin, that if both are gerim. The place where this comes up, I mean, it comes up, there are a lot of, unfortunately, products of intermarriage, but also in IVF, when they use donor sperm from a guy, so there, that's all part of the Satmar Rebbe's Tumul, that the child is going to should be Asla Kuhuna, that if you use donor sperm to impregnate a Jewish woman, her husband, Rechman Aslan, doesn't have sperm that works, so they take donor sperm. If donor sperm is a guy, if Jusum Basarai, if it's a guy, then the child has a Gaisha father. So the Satmar Rebbe, one of his tiniest lawyers, that now you have a child, everyone sees that a married woman is carrying a child, gives birth, everyone assumes that she's Matula Kuhuna, if she has a daughter. But really, she's also a Kuhuna, the father's a guy.
So the benefit,
the benefit is no mamzerus, and the downside. So Nichashlai, my Reb Shami Zalman has a tshuva in the third volume, Tshuva Tzadik Ches. It's a long tshuva on page 10. I looked inside in the original print. The Nichashlai, he says, where Ramesha says about mamzer, he says about pogum. He says the only time the child is a pogum lekuhuna is if there was a biasissa. If it was a bia from a Kayesha man to a Jewish woman that produced a child, it's awesome. But if there's no bias isser, it just the sperm was donated and it gave, so you're not asser. He has a lashon, the chi grusha shen nesabra babatya. You think of a grusha as nesabra babati, that we have to yechesh the child as a cholol, because maybe it's a zera of a kayin to a grusha. That's what he says. Maybe the answer is yes. I mean, I don't know. But Yirmiya was a Kayin. It was Yirmiya Zera, you know, in the original story. Maybe that's what he means. But anyway, he says this. He says that without a B.S.S.R., you don't become a Pogum. And that's what Ramesha said about Mamzeris. That without a B.S.S.R., the child's not a Mamzer.
So it's better than two Gerim.
What?
So it's better than two Gerim. IVF child be to look on that, two Gerim will not be able to.
Right, no, that's exactly.
Yeah, but you know.
Okay, but Jewish mother anyway would be.
You know, in Israel, chances are the donor is a Jew.
What?
In Israel, chances.
Oh, in Israel. Yeah.
The donor is a Jew. I mean, you can't say it's a World Bank. You know.
Yeah, you're right. In Israel, it's different. I'm talking about here. You're right. That's wrong. So, at any rate, so this is the last issa. This is Shifcha. This is Shulchan Aruch ends with a. A few additional dinim related to this. Sifnalit hanitfas im shimchasai. What's hanitfas? Hanitfas im shimchasai means they caught him. They caught him. Someone caught him living with his shifcha. So what do we do? Meitzian oisa mimenu umeichrin oisa. You know, we take the shifcha away from him. It's his property. What? And we sell her on the market. We're going to sell it to someone else. I was going to buy her. I mean, men might, but the wives will be happy. But anyway, we give out the money to Stalker. He gets Malkis. And we cut off his hair. That's pretty tough. And we put him in Chayim 30 days for Nisidrabanan. For Nisidrabanan. Why is he getting a haircut? So I don't know. You know, sometimes Giluas is considered something nice, like Erev Rosh Hashanah, it says Megalchin. And sometimes it's a punishment. I guess it depends who gives the haircut. Okay. So at any rate, this is a din of somebody who's Nitfas. What's interesting is that you put him in Chayrim, it's a little. Unclear what the rules are for when you put people in Chayrim. It was there's a Rambam The Rambam collected, the Gemara is here and there, Minad Naisa. There's no one Gemara that collects everything. So the Rambam collected what sounds like all of them in one place, and the Shulchan Aruch brings it in Shin Lamed Al Yeridei, in Hilchas Nidui, Shin Lamed Al Ben Gimel, Achav Da'al Devarim, Minad Nesa Adam, Ve'eluhem. Says there are 24 things to which a person goes into Cheirim, Ve'eluhem. And then it goes through the list of the 24, Aleph, Hamavazah Sachochem, Afilach Havaisai, Hamavazah Shliach Bezdin, Hakar Lachavere Yeved, Hamazazel Bedovrechem Devei Seifrim. There's a list of them. And Machal Yantav Sheini, a special list of Machal Yantav Sheini, Hoysim Locha Ber Pesach Achatzais, Hamas Hashem Shabbat Levatola. There's a list of 24 things. This is not one of the 24. This Sif is not one of the 24.
Not an everyday occurrence.
What? Not an
everyday occurrence.
You mean a lot of these probably are, but I could probably find at least one that's I don't know. Here's one. Hamachash Shanavik Heve Achadash and Buchutz Laretz. This is also probably not an everyday occurrence. What?
Maybe because this has a time period of 30 days.
Maybe. I'll tell you what the Gra says. The Gra says on this Rambam, on the Shulchan Aruch, the Gra Sivkat and Samach Gimel, he says, Niktinu, it should be Liktinu, Liktinu HaRambam, Mimakrebis Mufuzar and Bababli Yerushalmi. The Rambam collected it. There's no place that says 24. In many places. Harayvid Hisigai, Mitzino Oid Harbe. He says the 24 is not an exhaustive list. He says, there are more. Ubeis Yosef Tiritz. What about all the missing ones? Kolhanon Nechlolim B'Revi. They're all in the fourth one. What was the fourth one? And Mezalzel B'Davarechem at the very Seifrim. So Mezalzel in the Darabanan. So they're all included in that. V'Dvarv Tumuin. The Gross says on the Beis Yosef, what? Im Kein Havleil Rambam Harbe Lahashmit Mechav Dalin. A lot of the 24 can also be included in that. So Yom Tushen is also Mezalzel B'Davarechem. So it's not clear what the Geder is, when they put him in Cheirim, when not. The Shach brings a Ran that there are two types of Drabbanims. Is a Drabbanim that's a Siyog to a Daraisa, like Mukta. Mukta is a Siyog. You shouldn't come to do Malacha, you shouldn't come to carry. It's a Siyog. So we don't put people in Cheirim for every Siyog that they're over. What we're worried about is when the Rabbanim made a new Isser. B.S. Shifcha would be an example. Where Minateretz Mutter, and Rabbanan created a new category of Isser, and someone's Mezalzel in it, says he Mevatel the whole thing. So there, that's what the Ran says. That's the Klal HaDvarim. I don't think the Shach himself has Kashis on it. I don't think it's Shayach to give a clear Klal. It just seems certain things are more vulnerable to Zilzel, and they made it. I don't know what the rule is. One thing I know is that we're already past the age of Cheirim. Last 200 years, Cheirim has had the reverse effect, usually. When you put people at Cheirim, you get a lot of attention to them, and to many people, they become a cause for defense. You know, it's not... So the whole Manidoi business is not really practical anymore, but in the lumness of it, it would be nice to try to find a sort of a commonality that would explain which ones. Now, I do want to tell you, I had a kasha, I don't know who asks it, somebody has to ask this. What do we say? If a man is caught being mizana with his shifcha, we take the shifcha away, we sell it to somebody else. So I had a problem that in Hilchis Eved it says Yisrael Habala Shifcha Avilihi Shifchasai Havlad Eved, that we understand. Listen to what it says in Hilchis Eved Avodim Yeshayimim Baal Shifchasai Havlad Ben Chayrin. Why is the Vlad Ben Chayrin? Says here in the Taz, why is the Vladimir Chayrin? I said in the Shach, Mistama Baal El Shemishus. A man's Mizana with a woman. Mistami means the Shemishus. Shein Adam Isabi Yasabi Asnus. The Kavanah says the Shachvara. Dim Kain Layab Avadi Surah. Here, I think there's such a halacha. The man puts tefillin, does this a gemara? The man puts tefillin on his eved, it's a simon he's mishakar him. I think it's such a gemara. So he's saying, if a man is ba'il shifcha, it's a simon he's mishakar her. He always want to make his bia bias nus. So he must be to be shakar.
He doesn't have to do anything else. He doesn't have to say anything. He doesn't have to say anything. He's wrapping his tefillin.
I'll answer you in a second. So I don't know. Here it says we take the shifcha away, we sell the shifcha to someone else. We should free the shifcha away to someone else. If he's mishakra. Now Yerachmiel is asking that what do you mean? If you just mishakra never, you don't have to do anything else. It's a gemara. It's a memra. I think it's Machlekes Rav and Shmuel. I think it's Amarav. Mafkir Avdai Tzarket Shifra. So the way we learned in Yeshiva, the Achrayim explain, if you mafkir your Evid, in Dine Mom and Evid is free. In Dikinyani Yisr, you need a Ishtar Shifra. So Evid is free, but you need a Ishtar Shifra. So I don't know exactly what it helps. This man, Beinoy LeBeinoy, is Mafkir Har, is Meshachar Har. For Dine Yisr, he really still needs a Ishtar Shifra. But I guess in his mind, we assume that he means to free her. So it seems to be a stira between here and here. Maybe here it's the Yeshayimri, maybe. In one place he brings the Yeshayim, one place not. But it seems to be a kasha. I don't see anybody here on the page. It's a little bit of a daichik to say, you know, he made an announcement. You know, his okay, if that's the case, I agree. Yeah, that's what he's saying. Okay, it could be that that's the difference. And, okay, so we have now the last two sifim. This is mixed up babies. You have anybody who was mixed up? Mixed up is actually not proper English. It's a Yiddishism. We always say two things got mixed up. Mixed up in English means they got confused. Mihis nitzvas. Nitzvah. That's what Meir was saying, that they are doing it secretly. But if it's us, they don't know it's a BS, no, shouldn't it always be that way? Maybe. What? There are stories about it, yeah. It's we hope not, that's for sure. Yisrael Shabala Shifra. Nitfas means he tried hard to do it secretly. It's a little funny to say Abala Shifra means publicly, but okay. Okay. It says, Yeshayim Avlad Ben Chayrin, L'chol Devarim, Yesh Mishayim Afal Pishol, Shar Devarim Dine Ben Chayrin, and it was a Baschayr, it's your Kabaget Shechr. That's the memory that I was telling you about, that you need. Okay. Okay, be that as it may, the last to Sifhei and Sivav are babies that get Nisarev in the as babies. So Sifhei is male babies, and Sifhav is females. Obviously, it's possible for a male and female also, but this is the way it's structured. Nisarev Vlad Yisraelis Bavad Shivcha. If a Vlad, who's a Jewish child, got mixed with the Vlad of a Shivcha, was the din of an Eved. Harishneim Safik. So obviously, each one is 50-50. It's a Safik. What do you do with a child that's a suffic evet? You can't make him work. I'll say, I don't want to work. You can't make him work. So kaifin baal hashifcha umishachar eshneya. So we force the baal hashifcha. Now the language is mishachar both of them. He's really going to be mishachar one. Whichever one it is, he's mishachar. I guess he gives them each a shtar shifcha. V'mhoya ben ahu ben ha'odain shal evet. And if that child that got mixed together with the ben shifcha is they belong to the same man, sheyigdalu yishachru zezet. Now, right? If a man has a child by his own shifcha and a child by his wife, and they're both now adults, so the child his natural child inherits the other child. So now you have two men. One is the Adain and one is the Eve. But we don't know if this was the Eve and that was the Adain or the reverse. So what they do is they do a Shta Shichra one to the other. Who goes first? It doesn't really matter because you really can't force them to work anyway. It's not as if you have an option of them.
Well,
you have to wait until the father dies. And then, I guess you can't. Then he didn't inherit the Eved yet.
I know. So then what?
When the father's alive, we force the father to do
immediately.
It. Immediately. And if not, now, Jezezem, Mutam Lavei Bekal, and the Mutter and Klal Yisrael, and the Mutter, they'll be in Ish.
Why is
Lashon Al? What? Im Hoya Ben Ahu, Ben Oden Shalo Eved. Im Hoya. Ben Ahu, the Jewish child that got mixed into the it was the Ben of the Adin Shel Eved, was the son of the Adin of the Eved. In other words, the Adin, well, it means Adin Shel Shifcha really, but Adin Shel Eved means of the baby Eved. So you have a child that's a child of the man of the house, and he has his own child, and he's also the Adin of this newborn Eved. And these two now are mixed in a way that's that we don't know which is which.
DNA testing will work,
DNA testing will work. It's the old question of whether you needed a Shemesh Shabbos to actually do the testing. If a Shemesh Shabbos does the testing, say, hey, this. If a lab does a testing, a Gayush lab, technically that's an umdina, it's not an Adis. So it makes it a little tricky.
The owner frees them? And then
they get
old, what happens?
Either the owner frees them, or if the owner doesn't free them, they can free each other. So that's Sif Hey. What's Sif Vav? Hayu hataruvis bonais. If the taruvis were two females, hashteim safik shvachais. Same thing. Vabah kolachas meyen, avlat safik evin. And if they have children, it's a safik if they're shivcha or not. Same thing with the Jewish and Rachman Hassan of Goy that gets that you know which is which. Hopefully they agree, and each one is then a Safik Ger. And the Beishmol Ches says, why is it Safik Ger? And Afkamida, the Osibab Mamzeres. A Ger is not a Mamzeres, but not him. In Hina Keva, Sur Lakayim. Now there is one distinction between Sifhei and Sifav. In Sifhei, it says we force them to free, force the Adin to free the two of them. It does not say it in Sifav. Why? You have here a man's child from his wife and child from his shifcha. And you don't know which is which, we force them to, if they're both male, we force them to free them. Mm-hmm. If they're both female, we don't. What's the difference? What's the difference one or the other? Why one of them is male and female?
Well, the same thing. Close
enough. So there's a Machzis Hashekel on Ebenezer. He says, this goes back. Chatzi Eve, Chatzi Ben Chayyim. Why are we mishacher him?
Puravu.
We should be able to have children. A woman is not mitzvah in Puravu. So when you have this Chatzi Shivcha, you can't force her to work anyway. And like you said, Mechayim misses Kenoshim anyway. So she's free, not free. What's Nafkamina? Nafkamina is if she can marry a Ben Yisrael. So by two men, we know Chatzi Eve Chatzi Ben Chayrin. If he can't get married, we force him. By a shivcha, we can't force them to force him because he's not mechuyev and puravu. And that's so simple. Taisa Shita in a number of places, including Gittin Amem Aleph, where it talks about Chatzi. Taisa Shita is that women are not mechuyev and puravu, but they have a mitzvah of l'sheves yitzara. The mitzvah of sheves, which is Chazal call a mitzvah gedayla, mitzvah chashuva. They still have a mitzvah, not mechuyev to have children, but mitzvah chashuva l'sheves yitzara. A man who has a boy and a girl is a kind of puravu. Still has a mitzvah of l'sheves to have additional children. So Taisa Shita is that women are mechuyavas. Machzor Shekel says that from this mechaber, which is a Rambam, this whole language of Lashon Rama, it's a raya that the Rambam holds that there's no, not like Tosfos, that there's no mitzvah of sheves on a woman, a regular Jewish woman. There's no chiyuv lo sheves. It stims. The Rambam writes that a woman doesn't have to get married. She doesn't have to get married. It's not mechuyavas to get married. So mamela, there's no din of sheves. So mamela, we don't force the adam to free. The only problem here is I would think the kaifan amida sadaim. Why shouldn't he free? He has nothing from this eved or this shifra. What does he have from it? What does he have? He has an eved and he has a natural child. He doesn't know which is which. So he's mechuyev to. He's not allowed to work with any of them because meischal have a raya, and I guess his chiyev to support is on both of them. He has to feed his eved. He has to feed his son, his suffix son. Mustam has the same chiyev. Well, it's like it's mechuyev on me to sedai. Why shouldn't he free? Now you'll tell me, Laila Mem Tavaydu is an Isidah free. But he can't work with them anyway. There's no Laila Mem Tavaydu here. He can't work with them anyway. So it's a bit of an issue of why we don't force. But it could be that the Shulchan Aruch, which is the Rambam, is saying halacha. Besad halacha, yomuchiv to free yachatiyah v'chasim v'chayren. Same thing, yomuchiv to free out peruvu, yomuchiv to free the ones that Eved that got confused with a regular Bas Yisrael, Ben Yisrael. But by a female, where there's no this mitzad the dinim of Purim, you're not mechuyev to free. There's no bad some chiyuv to free. Kefir amida sadaim. All right, that's a separate. That's not with on Yemen Ezer. Kefir amida sadaim. Always kefir amida sadaim. And there's no downside, so you do it. So this is the. I guess the end of the set of simanim. Basically, we've learned through the halachas of Hilchos Ishus, and we started. I didn't dream we'll get it all the way to Simi Yizayin. Now, Simi Yizayin is the halachas of being matter and aguna with 58 sifim. I'm not ready yet to be matter agunas. I'd like to do it this summer. Go to Simi Yizches and keep on going. And maybe someday we'll hold by learning the sugyas of being matter and aguna. It's very, very challenging, and the comparisons are challenging. It's hard to do 1 hour a week being matter aguna. And this is, it's much easier when you have a bunch of separate halachas, when they're all intertwined. It's very, very difficult. And so Mitzvah Hashem, Sunday of Labor Day weekend, that's the last Sunday before Rosh Chodesh El. Rosh Chodesh El is after Labor Day. All the yeshivas start Rosh Chodesh El. Tarvadas starts the day after Labor Day, Tuesday. It's one day earlier this year than all the other yeshivas. Aleph El is Wednesday, and the day after Labor Day is Tuesday. But we'll start that Sunday, I think, Mitzvah Hashem. And Bez Hashem, hope everyone has a gezunta summer. And what? Sunday before of a Labor Day weekend.